Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right. Let's talk to the lovely and talented Barbara Dooley as we do each and every week on this show. We look so forward to our weekly visits with Barbara. And Barbara, as we do each week, before we get into that beat down at Miss State and what's going to happen this weekend, how you doing? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fabulous. I'm ready for Texas. I'm wearing my red and black today. And as we say in Texas, what time is it? 10 till 9.
That's great. Barbara, last week I said I wanted to see the Dogs have a dominant game. And they did. And
they did it. And you know
what?
I thought about you. I really did. I thought, oh, my gosh, we are playing from the beginning to the end like we're supposed to play. But I did think about you, and we did. And I really was honestly scared of that week, last week. I really almost was talking myself into we were going to lose. And we came out just raring to go. I'm telling you. Kirby is awesome. That's all I can say.
Right. As Kirby said, you know, he had not much he could really bellyache, I'm paraphrasing, about that effort because they went on that run after that first touchdown, 38-0, as Georgia just takes care of business. And, Barbara, I don't know how many times you went down to Stark Vegas, as we call it. That's kind of a funky place to play down there. Those hillbillies get after it down there.
But I did learn one thing. You remember I told you last week, if they had outlawed the cowbells at some period, and I didn't know when they brought them back, but I found out that you can only ring the bells at certain times during the game. I didn't know that. When they score or maybe when they get a first down. I don't know, but you can't just ring them like they used to.
I know. I think they were cheating a little bit, Carl. And Barbara, as a sidebar, Barbara Dooley is with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com. Just quick sidebar, Barbara. I was just in Berlin with the Falcons. Carl is going over there next month. But we were over in Germany. I couldn't help but think of Coach Dooley and how much he loved history, world history, all those conversations we used to have at your house. But we were at the Brandenburg Gate and the Berlin Wall and Checkpoint Charlie. And I was thinking, I wonder if Coach Dooley ever made that trip. Did Vince ever get over there?
We made it. We absolutely made it. And it was really back when Russia had the wall. It was not a good trip. And, I mean, it was a scary trip.
Right.
And I'll have to tell you that this was hilarious. I went in, this is nothing about football, but I went to an antique shop over by the wall and bought an icon. And if you don't know what an icon is, it's almost like a Eastern Orthodox cross.
Right.
And it was over 100 years old, so I brought it back to the hotel, and I said, Vincent, put this in your suitcase. He went, what? I said, put this in your suitcase. we're taking it back. He said, no, you're taking it back. I'm not taking it back. He said, your tail is going to go to jail, and I'm not going to get you out. And so I packed it in my suitcase begrudgingly. And we had to drive on a train from the blocked in wall to the end to the free wall.
Right.
And when we got to the crossroads, the train stopped, and four Gestapos got on, and they're checking baggage.
Oh.
And they come around, and we are in this four-seat cubicle, and they start tapping bags to see.
Uh-oh.
And I am sweating like a pig because I know Vince Dooley will leave me in Russia in jail. And they tapped his suitcase. So I look at my cross every day and say, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. But can you imagine how scared I was?
Heck yeah. Some out of a movie. Heck yeah.
Hey, they're not messing around over there, let me tell you. They don't have a smile on their face when they're looking at you, that's for sure.
Yeah, and Barbara, you know, that's an incredible story. As the Falcons played over there and Mike was, you know, talking about all the fans that went over there. I mean, it's crazy how they've embraced football and, you know, how big of a deal it is. We were talking about the atmosphere, and we had players on yesterday. Mm-hmm. They said it was like a playoff atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Europeans have certainly embraced the NFL, and they love college football. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? I mean, because we love it, but we don't realize how much they love it.
Well, you know, the Japanese love it. We went over to the Japan Bowl one year, and what was funny, they gave out shakers when you walked in the stadium. One side of the stadium gave out red and black shakers, and across the stadium they were giving out our opposing team shakers. And the Japanese loved it, and I'm sure the Russians do too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Barbara, I want to play something for you because we've talked about Gunnar Stockton on this show from the start of the season. You gave us a little inside information on him. I think the kid is playing amazing. He is better than I expected, and I think a lot of dog fans expected. But even Paul Feinbaum is eating his words about Gunnar Stockton. I just want you to hear this, what he said about being wrong. Listen to this, Barbara.
And as far as Arch Manning, I had him winning the Heisman, and I had Gunnar Stockton selling insurance somewhere in Conyers, Georgia, with Mike Bobo. So I think I've got a lot to answer for. But that's part of what we do. We throw out opinions, and we don't just do it to be malicious. We put them out there based on what we think is our gut instincts, or sometimes more than that. But Gunnar Stockton has been an absolute star.
He's been a star. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Now all he needs to do is come up back with a little apology for Mike Bobo.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, come on. Well, that's wonderful because I've never heard Feinbaum apologize for anything.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and to say Gunner's been a star, that's an understatement,
you think?
I mean, it really is.
Making all the throws. I mean, Barbara, he's getting better and better, more confidence. I mean, I don't know. I have a sinking suspicion. You know, Georgia and Alabama, maybe Ole Miss, are going to rematch. I mean, it's going to be something.
Yep.
But here's the thing. Are you nervous about Texas? Because I don't mean to make my compadre upset, but his head coach seems to struggle in games like this. These real pressure cookers, making some decisions, which maybe he'll regret. Do you think that Kirby's – you know, we know Kirby struggles with Bama, but Texas struggles with Kirby.
Well, let me just tell you, Kirby is well in control during every game. You might not think he is, but he is. And I think Gunner, I'm not positive about this, but I think Stockton's stats are better than Arch's. If you look at completions he's thrown and yards he's made, Gunner has done a much better job than Arch has. And Arch is the heralded hero.
Right.
So
I'm looking at it right now, Barbara. He's got – yeah, I'm looking at all the numbers as far as – now, I know Barbara spends a lot of time, Carl, on quarterback rating, but Gunner is number one of all the SEC QBs.
No, he's
– Is he really?
Yes, he is.
Barbara, he's been better. Look, we started the season. By the way, if you're just tuning in, it's Barbara Dooley. She joins us weekly here on the show. We love her. And if this is your first time hearing her, you're late to the party. Georgia takes on Texas on Saturday night. But, Barbara, we talked about Nussmeier, the kid from LSU. We talked about Lenore Sellers from South Carolina. Nobody was talking about Gunner. We were talking about the kid from Ole Miss, right? The kid down there in Florida. He's been benched. And I just think, like, you want to talk about where this season is and where it may go. It is starts and finishes with what Gunner's done. And I just don't know if he's getting enough credit. That's why I wanted to play the fine bomb, because you're right. He never admits he's wrong.
No, never, never, never. And let me tell you, I know Paul well. We used to work together. Do you remember that?
No, tell us that story.
Oh, come on.
We didn't know that.
Oh, I was on with him for a long time.
Right.
And then he started bad-mouthing my son and my husband, and my mouth just couldn't stand it any longer. And my children and my dad and my husband had an intervention with me and said, you have got to get off of Fine Bomb. We can't take it anymore.
Barbara, right. when was this? Where was
Derek Dooley Tennessee days, right?
Where was Vince at that point in his career? Where was he?
Vince was the athletic director, and Derek Dooley was the head coach at Tennessee.
Okay. All right.
And,
people don't know.
Paul brutalized him. Brutalized both of them. And I remember driving to Birmingham, Alabama. My mother was ill, and back then we didn't have cell phones. And I remember pulling when I first heard Feinbaum, I picked him up when I got to Anniston, Alabama. And so I turned the radio on to hear Paul Feinbaum. I didn't know who he was or where he was, and I heard him blasting Vince. So I pulled my car over into a gas station, and I got on a payphone. And I called in, and I said, they said, you know, Paul Feinbaum and so, and I said, look, this is Barbara Dooley. I'm on a payphone. I'm on the side of the road, so don't put me on hold. I said, I want to go right to him. And trust me, they put me right to him.
And what'd you say?
Well, I don't remember what I said, but I told him he was wrong. And I basically, you know, in nice words, I said he was wrong. I was hot, though. I was really mad. And so anyway, I think they got the most ratings they had gotten in a long time on that show. And so then I started contributing to them weekly until he started blasting my son. And then that was it. That was it.
Wow.
And
great
you know,
story.
I used to do a TV show with Pat Dye.
Yes, remember that.
You remember that? You're too young to remember that.
No, you talked about it with us with Pollock back in the day,
Oh, okay. Well, I want to know if y'all have played for this audience the radio broadcast of Larry Munson when we played in the Cotton Bowl against Texas in 1984.
We have not. We have not.
Okay. It is a wonderful way to think about this show. We had one field goal. Texas had had three. And all of a sudden, Texas had the greatest defense they had ever had. And I don't think we made over 50 yards that whole day on them. And it was like it was 2 minutes left or 1 minute left, and it was fourth down, and we had to kick, and everybody thought Vince was going to put in some trick play, and he punted, and everybody went, what the heck is he doing punting? We can't get the ball back. And the kid that Fred Akers was the head coach back then.
Right.
And Fred left his defense in because he thought Vince was pulling a trick play. And the kid that caught the ball had never caught one before on a punt, and he fumbled it, and we recovered it. And Lastinger took the ball and ran 14 yards on the next play, and we scored and won the game. Well, after the game, of course, the word is the time in Texas is always 10 to 9. But after the game, I went up to John Lastinger, the quarterback, and I said, "John, what a great game. Are you going to go pro?" And he said, "Miss Dooley, this jock strap is going in mothballs and will never come out again."
Barbara Dooley here on Dukes and Bell. No one does it more or better right. than Barbara. Great story, Barbara. And we hope we get another great game on Saturday.
Right.
I don't know what
we will
expect. I hope we get another great game on Saturday. Barbara, thank
too.
You so much, as always. Great info. And, guys, we learn something every week with Barbara. Thank you again, and have a great day. Go Dawgs.
Go Dawgs. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Barbara. And by the way, we looked it up. Again, 18 touchdowns, 6 picks for Arch Manning. 15 touchdowns, just 2 interceptions for Gunnar Stockton.
Take care
and
of
he's
ball.
Almost at 70%. He's 8 points higher on completion percentage so far than Arch.
He's playing better, man.
Right.
I mean, I told you I was going to tell you the story about Arch potentially going to Georgia today on our pre-show. I'm going to tell you that when we come back. I'll tell you what I know about that situation because he was close. I don't know if they're here with Arch Manning where they are with Gunnar. But Gunner's playing better right now. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about that. We'll get back into some Falcons conversation. Guys, we're live at Joe's Sports Bar and Grill.
Make some noise, Joe's. Come on.
Hanging out right here. Jones Bridge Road.
There we go.
And we're going to tell you about something else that's coming up here at Joe's for Christmas time, for the holidays. Stay tuned. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It is Dukes and Bell. I want to tell you guys here at Joe's Sports Bar and Grill, they got a cool thing that's going to happen starting next Saturday. Got to give a big shout out to Kelly. She was just over here talking with us about all the things that go on, but it becomes Jingle Joe's. All right, so Joe's Sports Bar and Grill becomes Jingle Joe's. And they've got a special holiday cocktail menu that I'm holding right now. You can't see it. I can't. But it's funny, Mike. Because
tell me more about the special Jingle Joe's holiday cocktail
menu.
Well,
they turn this into basically a pop-up Christmas bar.
I like it.
It's fun. And you see the decorations in here. If you're going to come by and hang out with us between now and 6, Kelly's been working her butt off to get all this stuff put
up. It looks
up.
Great. And Uncle Phil's going to be an elf.
Feels like, wait a minute. But they've got this special cocktail menu. G. Gordon and I, G. Money, we were looking at it. Snowball to the Face is one of the drinks. But they've got shots.
Nice.
The Grinch's Delight and all these different drinks. I'm not going to read them all because somebody will probably copy this. But, Kelly, thank you. And so if you guys are going to come after next Saturday, probably through the new year, she said, this is going to then become Joe's. Jingle Joe's. And that's really cool, man. I love that concept. We go to a lot of these pop-up bars during the holidays. It's a lot of fun. So if you're coming through, if you can't come today, make sure you stop by and get one of these holiday cocktails. Real quick, we just talked to Barbara Dooley. I want to mention this because we were talking about it on the pre-show, and I had to kind of go back and say, hey, I want to make sure that I'm accurate on this. So this is what I know, Mike. When Arch was being recruited, and this goes back, guys, to 2021, okay?
Right.
I know it seems like a long time ago, but you got to go back to him in high school.
Remember, Arch is Cooper Manning, the oldest of the Manning brothers, the wide receiver at Ole Miss, who then, was it a bone density sort of condition or what it was?
Yes.
But anyway, so
his
father got it only as far as Ole Miss, but that's Eli, and Archie's nephew is Arch Manning.
And Cooper was going to be a big-time player as well. For those who don't know, Cooper probably would have made the NFL as well.
He's like a poor man's Chris Collinsworth.
Really, really good player, and then the injury set him back. So Manning, we're going back to 21. Junior year in high school, in New Orleans, in Louisiana. This process is going on. There were really three schools that he looked at that he really loved. He didn't look at Ole Miss as hard because his family said, we want you to choose your own path.
Right.
Only reason I know that is because once he got to Texas, everybody said, wow, we got him. He did look at Ole Miss, but obviously Eli went there. You're going to be in the shadow of your uncle. Alabama with Nick Saban.
Right.
Kirby in Georgia.
Right. His own path again.
Correct. And Texas. That was really the three schools he was focused on. But here's the kicker. When he's being recruited, and Sark did a great job, but when he's being recruited by Georgia, Mike, the guy that the family loved, and I'm telling you this from a close source, was Todd Monken.
And because Todd Monken was a great quarterback developer.
And Monken leaves to the NFL. We forget, right? He goes to take the Ravens job after they won
that second
championship.
That's not a shot at Bobo. Bobo's doing a hell of a job with Gunner. And arguably he's doing one of his better jobs this year, Mike Bobo.
And you know who else they really loved? A guy named Buster Faulkner. You know where he's at now?
GT.
He's the offensive coordinator at Georgia Tech. I'm just telling you what I know. So they love Kirby. He goes to multiple visits at Georgia. Arch is close to committing to Georgia. Mm. But Sark and company had been on him. And
how much more do you pay him?
They loved – well, did
how
it,
much
but,
more
but think
money?
About it. We're talking about Arch Manning. Did the money really matter?
Just because he's rich and white, Carl, doesn't mean you still can't pay the kid some more loot.
Did the money really matter? I mean, I really believe he was like, I can go here, set my own path, and more importantly, I'm going to go play for, in his mind, a dynamic offensive coordinator.
Wasn't the stipulation, too, from his dad that his first year he wasn't going to get any NIL money or anything like that? Like, his dad didn't want to get NIL money his first year.
That's Orrin. That disembodied voice is Orrin back at the ranch.
Back at the ranch. He's back from that fire drill. By the way, they said he had to walk up nine flights of stairs.
Walk back up nine? No, the elevator goes take you back
That's
up.
That's what he said.
No, you only walk down the stairs.
You damn right to the elevator going back up, Carl.
So, anyways, Arch, guys, was very close to going to Georgia. The point is, this weekend is going to be cool on many levels. One, he comes back. He's starting for Texas. Georgia's ranked 5. They're ranked 10th. I don't know how it shakes out, but he was very close. And I don't know, as I said, if Georgia's here with him as they are with Gunner. But this was not like Georgia was not in the mix. He literally, one of his last visits, he went to Georgia and then went back to Texas. He was going like back and forth. And I've heard this too, Mike, and this part I don't know if it's true, that they kind of got a sense that Saban might be walking away. And that's why Alabama.
So their spidey sense was Saban might be scrambling.
And
because
that's why Alabama was not in the mix. I'm just telling you what I know.
Interesting.
I don't know if that actually is true, but I've heard that part of this. But the Texas thing was Sark, coordinator, offensive. You've been in the NFL, and he wanted that with Todd. Remember, Monken had been to the NFL already.
Look, and nobody had more pressure, as you guys all know, than Arch Manning to start the season, the Ohio State game. They expect him to go in there and be the man. And they did a great job defensively, but the offense sputtered.
Yep.
And then further on, you know, we talked about the loss to Florida, where Florida just kind of bum-rushed him. You talked about how the offensive line was banged up. But then now, bang, 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 four-game win streak for Texas. He looks like a different quarterback than he was in week one.
He does.
But I'm not trying to get a rise out of you.
Okay.
But it just seems like if there is a resume which keeps popping up, or elements on a resume which keep popping up, is that Steve Sarkisian will get tight at one point during this game on Saturday night. And it could be a crucial, you know, third down or a fourth down. And do you feel that Sarkisian is going to be able to break through that? Because we all know he's a tremendous offensive mind, but Andy Bunker watched him in Washington. He's talked about on Andy and Randy.
But the big marquee
moments are just not his thing.
But I'll say this, and look, we've all watched coaches rise through the ranks. It is unfair to judge Sark what he was at Washington versus going to USC, being at Alabama, being with the Falcons. That's so far removed.
But
all I'm saying is, like, that is how
he's a different person.
Correct.
He's gone through a lot of changes.
But
in
that's
his
how we get
life.
Skewed right. when we see these coaches. Right. I saw a guy 10 years ago. He better not be the same dude. Like, I hope he approaches things differently. And I've heard Andy talk about that. But Andy's pissed because he didn't win as much as he should have when he was in Washington.
But, I mean, here's the thing. Last year, the Texas team, as far as both sides of the football, is better.
It is.
Than they are this year. Georgia doesn't have as good a defense as they did last year. Now Georgia's going to have to outscore you and hope that their defense can come up with a turnover.
Day-Day and I were talking about this. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guy Talks on the way. Mike, Georgia defense is slowly improving every week.
Because all of a sudden,
they're getting much better.
Because they're coached by a great coaching staff.
They are.
And you're right. Remember, we're like, okay, who's the big alpha on this Georgia defense? Slowly starting to emerge.
Yeah.
Linebacker, course, stepping up. To me, the down lineman, the front, your defensive front has improved over the course of the season. Secondary's not bad. You got all these five-star recruits and studs.
Yeah, but they were giving up explosive plays.
But you can't expect these cats to handle it when they got 5 seconds to cover.
And I think, by the way, going into Saturday, we'll break this game down tomorrow. We'll give you our official picks. We're live at Joe's Sports Bar and Grill. If I'm Texas, I'm trying to exploit with Tennessee and Ole Miss. I'm trying to get behind the secondary, Mike, and get those plays. I don't know if they'll be available, but that's how Texas separates in this game. You're not just going to run the ball down Georgia's throat on Saturday night. That's not happening. That's not going to happen. Arch is going to have to make some plays, but in the other side of that, I also think Gunner's going to have to make some plays. This defense is legit. They're really
good
defense.
Now, you know Gunner has done, like I said, the only drawback this year to play calling was that dreaded fourth down with Bobo behind some freshman linemen who got blown up against Alabama. That was a play that it didn't look good then. It doesn't look good looking back at it 3 months later.
What do we have coming up in Guy Talk, man?
All right, guys, my wife's on a plane now. So now I can tell you all this stuff I couldn't tell you yesterday and Tuesday about the trip.
Did you meet some strippers or something?
Dude, I was in Prague for crying out loud.
Oh, my
God. That's on the way. Plus, what if I told you right now you're listening in Marietta, you could just walk over from Marietta Square, hop on MARTA, and head on down to the Falcons game.
Stop playing with my emotions, Mike.
The mayor would like to see MARTA expanded. We'll discuss coming up in Guy Talk next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bell, we are live, guys. You are listening live from Joe's Sports Bar and Grill. We're here in Alpharetta on the border of Johns Creek, perilously close to Johns Creek. A lot of guys just play some golf over at St. Marlowe, checking out the Cougars in the backyard. So join the party, pal. We got a great crowd. Guys, make some noise at the bar. Let's go. That's what I like to hear. Everybody coming together. We got a guy in a Bama hat. Nah, he's okay. We got an English fan over here from Everton, Carl, and, you know, from over there. The other guys in Liverpool. Basically, if you're an Everton fan, it's like being a Mets fan or an Auburn fan.
Oh, wow.
Because you got Liverpool, you know what I mean, or you got the Yankees.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, that's what it's like. You know, Liverpool is, you know, they're the juice. Everton's the other guys. He said he supports the Falcons, Carl. He needs to get to the proper shot.
Okay, wait a minute. How many has he had?
I don't quite know. And now Phil is talking to him. Phil, Uncle Phil, by the way.
All I heard was Falcons.
Is from
else.
Little Italy and is a sweetheart of a guy. But this is what – this. So now Becky's flying up to Detroit for work today, so I can tell you some of the stories you didn't hear on Tuesday and yesterday.
Give it to me.
All right, so we're in the Dubliner Bar, the great Irish bar, big bar in Prague.
Okay.
And so we're walking the bar.
Was there
a yeah, it's kind of like, you know, music's playing.
Okay.
Right? And this is before our dinner res was at 9. So we come up to the bar, and the bartender knows us. We've been there the night before. And so these guys, hey, shots. And the guy's, hey, Mike, bring us the shots. So these Scottish guys like, look at you. What are you, like John Travolta walking in here? And I'm like, what? Because they were kind of holding court. I kind of burst in like
a
Kool-Aid man.
Yeah, you took over.
I took over the scene. And I go, yeah, I was here last night. He's like, okay. And they're talking some stuff. Oh, you guys want some shots? I'm like, oh, you'll do shots. I go, tequila. Like the record skipped. All these guys know is Jameson
or Irish.
Maybe Bushmills.
Yeah,
you know. Something in Northern Irish or English. But, yeah, so like tequila. So if we get this and go, it turns into Train Spotting, the movie. You couldn't understand a word these guys are saying. This one guy's like, you got to go to Glasgow with Celtic players. I'm going to go puke. And he walked in the movie.
What?
And he goes and just wanders off to the men's room. So then,
wait a minute. How many
shots are we talking about?
We did like
about?
Three rounds of shots. Okay, what's going on?
So they're getting it in.
They're getting it in. So then Becky goes. So then Becky, you know, she's finally, Becky's got to, you know, answer nature's call. And so there's a table of like Ukrainian girls at the across because we're kind of
hello
throwing it down. And this girl comes over. Picture like Robin Wright Penn, younger Robin, like. Jenny, why are you sleeping with the rock stars, Jenny? You know, like in Forrest Gump. And she comes up and she's like,
are they looking at you?
Well, they were looking at the general area.
Okay, like, all right.
Just in case, Becky, I give myself an out in case she's in the cab right now.
Okay, okay, yeah, fair.
On the app.
Fair.
But the girl, so they come and goes, so you guys are crazy. You're like running the show over here. You're from America?
Oh, go, yeah. You're the big dude.
I go, yeah. I said, and I told her, I said, I used to date a girl from the Ukraine. She's like, what, where did she live? I said, Sevastopol. Oh, you know Ukraine. I go, yeah. I go, more shots. And so Nick, the bartender, I'm like, quickly, very quickly before the wife comes back. Very quickly now before the wife comes back. And so now, of course, you're going to do vodka. Wodka.
Oh, you know? That's a different animal.
Yeah, so doing some Stoli. Pop, 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 pop. So that, I just want to share that with you. Now, fast forward, the next day, we're driving in this rental car, this Renault SUV thing.
Wait a minute. Time out. I got to go back.
Yeah, yeah.
You do the vodka. You talk about the Ukraine.
Yes.
And she goes back to her table?
No, no. I go, she goes, so where did you guys go later tonight? I go, well, we're going over to Davini's. Oh, fantastic restaurant. How you know Davini's?
Oh.
And that just makes me, well, I was here 20 years ago with the boys on a trip from the Hungarian Grand Prix. So it was like, it was, yes, it oh, was, yeah.
She was melting.
It was easy,
okay.
Pleasing.
Right.
It was
I just
a layup.
Had to ask. I had to ask.
It was George Gervin. It was a finger roll.
Finger roll.
But yeah,
roll.
And yes. You know, but then you had to back it off because, like, I go, but my lovely wife is.
Yes, of course.
Your wife is so beautiful. Does she like girls?
What?
That did occur. Yes.
And you said.
And I said.
I, we can find out.
And I said, no, I said, you know what? I go, I really do appreciate your enthusiasm. And I think I speak for the rest of the bar. I said, but unfortunately, I could barely get my wife to do it with the lights on. We've had this line before. I go, don't really think that's in the offing tonight, but thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, for at least the suggestion.
From Ukraine.
I could pile this into my mental Rolodex for some uses
yes,
later.
No doubt, no doubt.
Later on.
All right. That's, you know, that's fun. All right. Sorry. Next day. Go ahead.
So we get the rental car. And I told the story with Abe because Carl was off on Veterans Day on Tuesday. Of course, I posted a photo of me in this Renault. It's a hybrid SUV. It's a nice car. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I ordered a Mercedes. I want to go crazy on the Autobahn. They were out of them. They weren't available. You know, it was a small selection.
Sure.
So you take what they give you. Of course, you know, no good deed goes unpunished on social media. It's like, what's the matter? Couldn't get a Porsche? Yeah, there's a Porsche 911 GT3
yeah.
Just waiting for you at Avis.
Yeah, you know, like, right. Exactly. It's true.
And now here's your insurance rider. That'll be $6,000.
I just went to the plant to pick it up.
So,
yes, it's right
so
there.
Beggars can't be choosers. So we get on the highway, and then all of a sudden there's a big wreck. And then Waze says, but we're about to get onto their version of the interstate in the Czech Republic. And they kind of they sent us off the other way. And so it's about this time, my tummy starts really getting oof. And I already had breakfast. I was fine. And this is not like a tequila shot. This is something different.
Sure.
Turned out to be food poisoning
or
a stomach virus. So I'm holding it. I'm trying to keep it together. I'll make this brief because I know some guys are in an early dinner. But we're rolling through the back roads of Prague. I mean, the back roads of the Czech Republic, trying to get up to the highway. And I said, Becky, I got to pull over. And sure enough, I said, we get to a little tiny mom and pop gas station.
Well, I was going to say, did you pull over and poop? Go ahead.
No. It was coming out the other way. No, this is going out the top side. This is out of the porthole.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
No. This was not like, how do you say baby wipes in Czech? No, it wasn't that situation.
Okay.
No, so we pull over, and I don't want to go in there and start yakking. And so there's some bushes, and there's like where you can put air in your tire. So I kind of wander over behind that and just bleh.
Let it go.
My shoes were coming out. And sure enough, you hear, are you okay, my friend? Czech police.
Oh, really? They're right there.
It wasn't like he was following me. He just happened to roll up. And
yeah.
I spent about 5 minutes over in this cow pasture behind the gas station. I'm like, I'm okay.
Did you feel better?
Yeah, you felt good. You feel
you
with
do.
That.
You do. Once it comes out, sorry. It's the truth.
But Becky's like, I didn't know what to do. I go, if you ran after me out of the car, that probably would have been that might have given the police a weird indication. Stop throwing up. The police are here. What are you going to do? Where do you go with that?
Ma'am, are you with him?
Yeah. My husband is sick. He's sick. Food poisoning.
Oh.
But anyway, there you go. So that's everything else. I think we pretty much covered the bases. Oh, shoot. No.
when I showed the picture to the girl, Christina.
Who's Christina?
Christina was a hot German 49ers fan with her boyfriend named Eck, who looked like who's the
– Is this at the game?
At the game.
Okay.
They were sitting like two people across, but they were next to the folks next to us.
Gotcha.
And so she looked us up on – they call it X. They don't say Twitter.
Yeah.
And she goes, who is your friend? I go, that's Carl Dukes. Oh, I must follow him.
Okay, wait a minute. Would you stop it?
On the soul
Come on.
Of my father.
Okay, would you quit?
And you know, time out. Randy's talked about this. Randy McMichael, you know you lived there as a kid with your dad in the Army.
It's true.
Oh, Mr. Dukes.
It's true.
Are you brown
okay, would
all
you
over?
Stop it? Would you?
Carl, you know there's a way to check this, right?
No, what do you mean check it? What, I need to follow? I need to go look?
Check your followers.
See some new followers, man.
Yeah. Look, Mike, you know what? He says this stuff to me, and I'm like, no. And then I go look, and it's real.
Well, anyway, I don't know if she's on – I think she might be on your Instagram. But anyway, I digress.
That's great.
But no, but she's she goes, oh, he's so full of life and handsome.
Wait a minute. What?
That's her words, not mine. Her words, not mine.
Wow, what picture did you show?
No, but it's just a photo of us. I notice. Can I be honest? I did face brag a little because you want to maintain your street cred with the Europeans.
Yeah.
You and me with Luda.
Oh, gotcha.
You and me with Ice Cube.
You were scrolling through.
You and me with all the hip-hop.
You was like, look at this big show.
You know, here we are with all the rock stars and famous people and all
I've
that.
I've done that. I can't lie.
You know, she's like, oh, you guys you have your own radio show.
Yeah.
So, but no, and it was good because I moved her over with her friend because her boyfriend, you realize you could smoke cigarettes in the stands at the stadium?
It's Europe. Crazy, right?
Dude, I was like, Day-Day's, you didn't know this? I didn't share this with Abe because I figured you and I could have a better conversation.
Well, it's Abe. But no, we love Abe, but it's Abe. Go ahead.
I mean, they're literally, I was like, wow, man, why don't you just sprinkle that cigarette on your hot dog? These guys are like, they're chain smoking like Marlboros over there.
It's Europe, man.
Foom, foom, foom. But yeah, I was catching smoke left and right, man. It was like a crosswind. That's why when you it wasn't just the fireworks, the smoke from the fireworks.
Yeah.
It was like being like in a Madison Square Garden in 1940. And now it's time for the big fight. And here comes the Bronx Bomber.
And everybody, you know what I mean?
Sorry, the Brown Mama. And now here comes Joe Louis, Bobby DeWeaven up now. And now here comes Max Schmeling. That's what it felt like with all this cigarette smoke.
Unbelievable.
Crazy. All right, man. On to local. If you're just tuning in, you're just like, I've never heard this show before.
I just listened to five minutes.
Well, this was the stuff I was initially going to save this for Friday.
You know, Abe's an expert on everything. Know this.
Well, he purports to be an expert.
You know, he's an expert on everything.
Coonan is coming on tomorrow, so I figured I'd squeeze it in today.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah, man. So,
what was her name?
It was Christina.
Christina?
From Berlin.
From Berlin?
Very open-minded.
Why did I say it like that?
Very open-minded in Berlin.
Would you stop?
You know what she looked like? She kind of looked like...
Okay, I don't want to know what she looked like.
No, think like a tall, like if she's a tall girl. They're all tall over there.
They are tall.
All the cops are hot over there.
Yeah.
Chicks are unbelievable. She's like a 5'8", 5'9", like a Belinda Carlisle redhead. Meets like a Linda Evangelista. Yeah, if that makes your...
These guys are laughing at me.
If that makes your periscope go up on the U-25.
No, because my eyes are like, okay, I'm trying to visualize this. Anyways, what else were you going
to
say?
All right, on to the local yokel angle. Here we go, kids. Now, Mayor Dickens has said... And
what was her name again?
Christina.
Are you searching for her name, Carl, and your followers?
Your friend is so full of life.
Would you stop it?
That's her. She took a look at a photo of you.
Who the hell says that?
A crazy German.
Go ahead. Say,
like, he's cute.
She did smell the patchouli a little bit. It's a little hippy dippy, too.
All right, man. Go ahead.
Mayor has said, now, again, the mayor has nothing to do with Gwinnett and Cobb. Before people who don't like mass transit start screaming, don't kill the messenger.
It's true.
We should have had mass transit for years. It's too late now. But Mayor Dickens is an article and is an interview now with Channel 2. Saying, hey, it's kind of time to go regional. Saying maybe it's time to rethink how we look at our public transport. And, you know, for guys who've lived in cities, and so many of our audience, especially guys here in the bar, are from the Northeast or the Midwest, and they grew up with, you know, a train that works. You know, I think it's two things. MARTA has been at times so inefficient or seemingly, like, for instance, when I first moved here in 98, I was like, hey, I'm going on the Braves game. And I remember I was talking to Steak. And he goes, well, it's easy. You take the train, you get off the train, you take the bus. I'm like, what? I go, what is in the train?
Go straight there.
Go right to Turner Field.
Yeah.
And Steak's like, well, because certain elements in politics got bribed by the car lot people to not have mass transit go right to the train. The train should just go right down and then cross over the interstate and go to the airport.
True.
Not that complicated.
No, it absolutely
anyway,
should.
Anyway, never did. Regardless, because we'd love to have hockey here in town, I know folks up here would like to have it in their backyard. The only way it works to ever have hockey downtown or anything like that, or to get folks to come down for it, is to have express trains. I don't know. The cost would be $1 million, Carl, have multi-tracks. Because anywhere at major cities, it's not like you stop. When you take MARTA, you stop everywhere. North Springs.
That's right.
You know, Buckhead.
Every stop.
Lindbergh. If you grew up in
Art Center.
Right. If you grew up in Chicago or Philly or New York, you're coming for 45 minutes out. Straight shot. There's a local train. It's three stops. Express.
In and out.
But anyway, the reason I bring it up is we've had this conversation a million times. Mm-hmm. The mayor acknowledged the challenges of convincing Cobb and Gwinnett voters who have historically rejected MARTA expansion. This is the article from the Georgia website. But anyway, just thought it was interesting. The mayor just threw it out there, kind of like a trial balloon, which will immediately get shot with BBs. But just wish with the way traffic just gets worse and worse every day, we need mass transit in this city.
Let me ask this question.
To really go where it needs to go.
First of all, the demographics have changed, okay? A lot of people who weren't in the burbs are in the burbs now. More importantly, we all know that our city continues to grow. And I would ask this question. And the cost is a cost, right?
Right.
I mean,
well, you go kiss some federal butt and get some loot.
The cost is a cost. What would be so bad about it? That's what I would ask. For everybody that complains about Atlanta traffic and having to catch a bus from here to Cumming or from here to wherever, right?
Right.
Who commutes. What would be so bad about it? And if you're going to say, which is what's been said in the past,
right,
the crime element. I hate to tell y'all this. That's everywhere.
And by the way.
I don't know where y'all are living. Like, that's just something we all have to deal with.
And by the way, I've said this for 28 years I've lived here. When I used to live in Sandy Springs, I would walk down Riverside, catch the bus to North Springs, go to work. Because I grew up and there was no stigma. I'm on the bus. Who cares? I take a train.
It's the best, Mike.
And I can't tell you, Carl.
Easy.
How many times when I lived up there at the Real World House in Sandy Springs, I would see guys taking those stolen TVs and jumping on MARTA.
Yeah, that happened. It didn't.
It's a bunch of nonsense. Guys, you spend time. If you spend more than an hour in traffic, you're part of the problem if you don't want to sign off on mass transit going up where it needs to go, the 85 and 75 and 400 corridor.
We have spoken.
That's guy talk.
All right. Coming up, 5 o'clock hour, Falcons Report. We're going to talk to Mike Griffith from Dog Nation. We'll get his thoughts on the Dogs in Texas coming up Saturday. We'll get back to some other things that we have talked about today. If you're just joining us, we're live at Joe's Sports Bar and Grill, guys, right here in Alpharetta. Come on through. We'll be here until 6, 11950 Jones Bridge Road. It's Dukes and Bill.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.